The 3-1 Eagles beat the 1-2 St. Louis Rams. Here is the punt. It's blocked. And the Eagles pick it up and running in for a touchdown as Chris Maragos. Foles in the shotgun. He's back. He is lofting it for Cooper, who comes up and he has it for a touchdown. Cooper, 8 yards deep, goes alley-oop. On first down, Davis backs up. The football is loose as it's knocked away from him. The Eagles recover it and the Eagles score a touchdown. Picked up by Cedric Fortman. On second down, it is a running play, and the Eagles smell this out, and the football is fumbled, and the Eagles pick it up and score. Cedric, I want another touchdown. Fortman is finally tripped up at the 22. Foles again. He fires, and he's got a touchdown. Jeremy Macklin, the Ram, 4th and 13. He lets it fly, and it's incomplete. The Eagles will survive. Woo!
Hi everyone, welcome to Eagles 360. What a game it was on Sunday, again down to the wire for the Eagles. Those are the sounds of Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on the Eagles Radio Network, and we welcome you to Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf, and once again we are exhaling after a down-to-the-wire Eagles victory.
And another week where we're going to talk about what's next for the defense, what's next for Nick Foles and LeSean McCoy. Can they get back to that 2013 form? But once again, as you said, Dave, it's another week where it's an Eagles win, and we're 4-1 after five games. Good place to be atop the NFC.
Yeah, and just a crazy season. So many things to correct on this football team. As Chip Kelly said, it doesn't matter whether it's an easy 4-1 or a tough 4-1. The Eagles still 4-1 with a big, big, big game on Sunday night. Primetime football comes to Philadelphia. The Giants coming to town, an NFC East showdown. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the week. First, we'll look back on this win over the Rams and kind of dissect the good and the not so good. But let's first send you out to the practice field. Chris McPherson, our news roundup, presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo, and we're going to kick off this news roundup presented by Sports Authority by looking at special teams, and when it comes to the Eagles, they don't look at it as a third phase. For the third straight week, the Eagles scored a touchdown on special teams, and for the second straight week, did so by blocking a punt and returning it for a score as Chris Maragos kicked off the scoring in Sunday's win over the Rams. Head coach Chip Kelly discussed the importance of the special teams and the attitude that has made them so successful this season.
Phipp and Matt Harper do a really good job of scheming things up in that game, but y'all in the punt game itself. But you got some guys in there that are really going after it. You know, James Casey's been an outstanding special teams four-core player for us for 2 years here, and I think really gone unnoticed for a while. I think he's getting his due. Trey Burton has really stepped it up and has been a huge addition for us.
Quarterback Nick Foles had an uneven performance in the win over the Rams, throwing 2 touchdown passes, but he also had an interception and lost a fumble in the fourth quarter. How much of Foles' struggles can be blamed on mechanics? Kelly explains.
I think sometimes when it happens, there's a rush, and he's trying to slide to the right or slide to the left, not setting his feet when he slides, you know, in terms of staying on top of it and staying in a good platform to throw the ball. You know, that's one of the things you look at with some of the movement stuff within the pocket where he's got to be a little bit firmer with his feet.
The Eagles' defense was downright dominant for the better part of 3 quarters before allowing the Rams to get back into the contest late. However, they did enough to come out with the victory. Nonetheless, Kelly was asked questions on Monday about whether there might be changes at the cornerback position. Kelly noted that all of the team's primary cornerbacks were on the field for the entirety of the fourth quarter.
But in the fourth quarter, we had 26 snaps. Brandon Boykin was in on all 26 snaps. And 21 of those snaps, Nolan Carroll was in because we were in dime. So all of our corners were in. They're on the field. So, you know, I think our guys are there. They just got to do a better job of making a play on the ball. You know, you look at the one fade stop that probably the route one route that's going to beat you on the one with Kerry in the end zone is that we're in a zero blitz. He's got to take away the inside. He plays over the top because the kid's running to the fade, and the quarterback makes a nice throw to the back shoulder. So, you know, sometimes you got to give them credit.
The running game showed signs of life Sunday as LeSean McCoy gained a season-high 81 yards on the ground, thanks partially to the return of Lane Johnson at right tackle. Now, head coach Chip Kelly did have to answer some questions on Monday about why McCoy took himself out of the game in the fourth quarter. Kelly said that McCoy has done this in the past, and the advantage of having someone like Darren Sproles come in is that there are no changes from a play-calling standpoint.
You know, sometimes it's blocked up a little bit better, and there's a little bit bigger hole for him to hit. He's got a knack, though, of understanding. He's a real smart football player, and I said it since the day we got him here, that he really is a talented, talented running back and has great vision and has a great understanding of what we're doing from a blocking scheme standpoint. So he understands what we're doing.
That's enough of me. That's going to do it for the news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back into the studio for more with Dave and Bo on Eagles 360.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Well, it is October. Great show of pink yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles Tackling Breast Cancer campaign continues, and we want to hear your stories. Send us tweets with the hashtag EaglesTBC and share your stories of inspiration, and we'll get to them a bit later in the month. We obviously want to hear everything you have to say about your stories tackling breast cancer. When we return to Eagles 360, why not? Everybody else is doing it, so why don't we? Talking about the Eagles offense, inconsistency is the word through five games. We return to Eagles 360 in just a moment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose. We get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and the topic, of course, on everyone's mind, Nick Foles. Third-year quarterback throws a couple of touchdowns on Sunday, also an interception, loses a fumble. Your opinion of how he played?
Well, I think he needs to learn how to slide, first of all, and that's something we've talked about with Eagles quarterbacks in the past. No really reason he can't do that, but obviously he's got to work on that. And as Chip Kelly said, some of those decisions are the right decisions. He just needs to make a better throw, execute better, as does the rest of the offense.
Interesting that the word used most often here is mechanics, footwork, stepping into the passes, things that young quarterbacks need to develop and be very consistent at this level. You make mistakes, defenses will take advantage of that. After the game on Sunday, Nick Foles meeting the media and answering all the tough questions.
Not yet. We have a lot of work to, we have a lot of improvement to do. And we all know that. But that's what excites us. It was a great team win today. Once again, special teams and defense played great. We had spurts where we were moving the ball and doing great things and making plays, and we just have to do a better job with the turnovers. I need to do a better job with the ball, and we just need to be better with that. And we'll fix that. We'll keep working. But at the end of the day, it's a great win. It's hard to win the NFL, and it was a great team win against a Rams team that was fighting out there, fighting each and every down and playing some good football. The NFL is a tough league. To win in this league is a blessing. And we do have to learn how to finish better. We're not there yet. As a team, we're not there yet, but we're going to continue to grind because I know the guys in that locker room, we want to strive to get better each and every day. And That's why it's a good thing. Offensively, we'll continue to improve. We'll look at the film. We'll improve on things. And that's our goal, is every single week is get better. We don't want to stay the same. We want to get better and better. And, you know, I think the big thing is guys are playing as hard as they can. They're playing for each other.
On Sunday, the Eagles welcomed back right tackle Lane Johnson. The offense looked better, Bo.
Sure.
I thought that it was pretty good. The early red zone failures, to me, really kind of a major worry point.
And you've been focused on the red zone really throughout this season and how the Eagles need to take a step forward. I think you're right. I think they do need to execute better there. I was pleasantly, not surprised, but happy about the performance of the offensive line after the way they've looked the last couple games. Lane Johnson really did seem to make an impact, especially in the running game. It wasn't quite as productive as we've seen last season. Obviously, the Rams had 8-9 guys in the box, but it was better than the last couple weeks. 4.4 yards a carry. That's a step forward, I think, for the Eagles offense.
Most of the production, really, from a yards per carry basis came from Darren Sproles. He had the big 25-yard gain late in the game with the 3rd-and-3 call. LeSean McCoy, 81 yards, 24 carries, a 19-yard gain, lost a fumble in the passing game. Still not quite there for LeSean McCoy. And so what is going on with this Eagles offense? 145 yards rushing on Sunday, but just 2 touchdowns scored. So will they get back to this level? Well, Chip Kelly's saying on Monday, it's not an easy fix. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in every phase. Play calling, the offensive line, the receivers, the quarterback.
And the Giants defense is going to pose a tough challenge for the Eagles offense. One thing I was happy to see was after last week we talked about when is Riley Cooper going to make a big play for the Eagles offense. He did that in the red zone, making a very nice contested catch over Janoris Jenkins.
Yeah, so the Eagles offense doing enough to win the game, and of course, all we care about at this point is 4-1. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about a defense that was utterly dominant at times. And then in the fourth quarter, it all came apart very quickly. And once again, they were on the field to hold on to the win. We'll talk about the D when we return to Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks, there's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We come your way Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock. It's time now to talk about the Eagles' defense. And defensive coordinator Bill Davis understands just how uneven that performance was against the St. Louis Rams. He talked about it after the game, was pleased with the victory, also knows there's a lot to clean up with his group.
And in some weeks, we do that very well. In others, and today we didn't. Today they came up with the plays, but it's not that the guys can't. It's just we had a couple of, it almost slipped away from us. But you're right, the guys were on them, they were in coverage, that's a positive. Now we have to make the play at the ball. I think confidence is a big part of all play, no matter what position you play. But I don't think it was lack of confidence today. I think it's simply they made the play at the ball and we didn't, and we'll get that fixed.
If you can keep them from scoring also, and that's what we had going on early on, is we were keeping them off the board, but then the dam opened up and, we were backpedaling a little bit there, and we've got to get that fixed. But it was fun to score some, cause some turnovers, score a touchdown for Cedric. But it's a win. 4-1, you got to keep telling yourself that. But at the end of the day, defensively, we've got to play better than that with a lead.
Well, as we see, Bo, the Eagles here scoring some points on defense, putting some pressure on the quarterback, but not finishing the job like you want, not 60 minutes of defense.
And Chip Kelly talked about it today. It was kind of bizarre, some of the plays they gave up down the field where there was very tight coverage, and the guys in coverage just didn't get their heads around, didn't make the play on the ball when they needed to. That's, if you're talking about problems, that's a better problem to have than guys just running free. I think they'll work on that this week. They'll take a step forward. I was happy to see the pass rush once again very good after 4 sacks against San Francisco. Another 4 sacks this week, causing 3 fumbles, recovering them all. The pass rush has really taken a step forward these last 2 weeks.
And they'll need that on Sunday night against Eli Manning and a very good group of Giants wide receivers. Let's talk about the pass rush in depth here as Greg Cosell breaks down the big Vinnie Curry sack that ended a Rams scoring opportunity. Curry firing in off the defensive end side and having a clean shot at quarterback Austin Davis.
This was a big play in the game when the game was still fairly close. The Rams were driving potentially for a touchdown, and there were some very interesting elements to this Vinnie Curry sack fumble. I want to start with the first one. Number one, you see the back in the backfield right here. Now, this is critical because as we clear the screen and roll it, what's going to happen? The back is going to shift out of the backfield, and we're now going to have Freezer for a sec here. We're now going to have Austin Davis in an empty set, no backs. That's critical to the way this play plays out. So, again, let's go a little closer, see what the Eagles do. A lot of movement. And so you see right now, now the play is set for the Eagles. What do they have? They have D'Amico Ryans in the A-gap. They have Nolan Carroll in the A-gap in their dime personnel package. This is very, very important. Why? Because you cannot let free A-gap rushers at your quarterback. And with no back in the backfield, what do the Rams have to do? They have to squeeze down inside, squeeze their offensive line inside to make sure that they can handle both Carroll and Ryans, because they don't know whether they're coming or not, but they have to protect as if they are. So what happens? They squeeze down inside, and here's Vinnie Curry. So there's no one now when they squeeze down inside to pick up Vinnie Curry, and you'll see that clearly as we clear the screen and let it roll. Right now, no one can block Vinnie Curry because there were no backs in the backfield. So a well-designed blitz scheme by the Eagles against a no-back set by the Rams produced a sack fumble, a turnover for the Eagles. Back to you guys.
In the locker room after the win, the Eagles defense talked about some of the good and some of the not so good. We start with Cedric Thornton, he of the touchdown fumble recovery and the big rumbling, stumbling 40-yard return of a fumble.
I thought he recovered it, but he didn't, and I came up with it, and I was in the end zone. Like I said, thank God for Trent and that sack and that forced fumble. And the second one, Brandon Graham, he had a great tackle on that forced fumble. And I was just in the right place at the right time, so there was joy to be. And like I said, all glory goes to God and my teammate. We got the victory 4-1, and then we focused on the Giants.
You have to finish and win, and we won today. Now there's things that we'll look at the tape and we can see what mistakes we did to let them back into the game. But, you know, we can improve off the mistakes we made at the end of the game and not let teams creep back into it like that.
You know, that's one of the things we emphasize, staying on the gas and, you know, putting teams away. And, but, you know, we didn't do that. And, you know, but we did win. And anytime you win on this level, it's good. And but we're just going to correct all the things we, you know, all the errors and, you know, just keep moving.
There are definitely some things we got to do as far as finishing the game better. And that's 2 weeks in a row. We put ourselves early in the position to really, in the first half of the season, we were talking about the start and how we finished real well. And I think the last 2 games, we've started out great, but hadn't quite got the finish that we wanted. So, you know, every week is going to be something new, and there's definitely some things we can get better from on this tape.
So that covers our defensive conversation. Now we shift the focus to special teams, and Bo, it has been beyond remarkable what the Eagles have done in 5 games.
No question about it. Every phase of special teams has been so impressive through these first 5 weeks. We will talk about that after the break here on Eagles 360.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right. get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Time to talk about the special teams, the historic Eagles special teams. But we take a look at some of the accomplishments through five games. Truly remarkable.
Truly remarkable. Four touchdowns in five games. That's crazy. I looked at this a little bit in the Wolf's Den last week. The last time the Eagles special teams was good, really top 10 worthy in the NFL, was all the way back in 2004. It's been 10 years since we've seen anything like this, and certainly nothing like this. The production touchdown-wise has been impressive, and Chip Kelly made a big point this offseason to talk about improving special teams. I thought it was interesting what he said today, that in the NFL, where games are always so tight and special teams, one big play can matter so much. That's the reason you make such an effort.
And something we're going to keep an eye on the rest of the week, Chris Polk leaving the game on Sunday with a hamstring injury. If he's unable to go, and he's been a key player, obviously, in kickoff returns and on kick coverage, look for Josh Huff to perhaps have a more expanded role for the Eagles. Huff making his NFL debut on Sunday, had a catch, drew a pass interference penalty, and said afterward that he felt really in the flow very quickly in his NFL debut.
The one thing the special teams hasn't done, the one touchdown the Eagles haven't had this season, is a blocked field goal return. If they get that at some point this season, they'll be the first team in NFL history to score all eight ways touchdowns.
Well, history would suggest that that's possible. The Eagles and the Giants have had a very miraculous, if you will, history. But, of course, that's not been necessarily in Philadelphia. All right, let's talk about what's going on around the league, week five of the NFL schedule. Of course, tonight, Washington hosts Seattle. On Sunday, the Giants, a comeback victory over the Atlanta Falcons. So the Giants, Bo, with three straight victories.
Yeah, that offense starting to click a little bit. Eli Manning getting in sync with his receivers. They got the rookie first-round pick. Odell Beckham Jr. played his first game this week. They're going to be a tough test for the Eagles defense.
And the Dallas Cowboys coming from behind to beat the Houston Texans in overtime. And so the Cowboys winners of four straight games and certainly a force to be reckoned with a very tough game next week against Seattle.
That's right. And we'll also see that Houston team in a few weeks, as we will also see that Arizona team. It sounds like Carson Palmer is on his way back. Calais Campbell, though, maybe their best defensive player, may be out for that game.
Yeah, and so also the other game, take a look at the Saints with the comeback win against Tampa Bay. And for all of you and all of you in Survivor pools, congratulations for that one. When we return to Eagles 360, we talk a little bit more about the Eagles and the Rams, wrap that up, and take a little peek, just a little peek, at the Eagles-Giants on Sunday night.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win!
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. Dave and Bo here, wrapping things up on Eagles 360. We've got you covered every day this week at 5 o'clock as we lead into the Eagles and the Giants on Sunday night. Bo Wolf, are the Giants at 3-2 for real?
I think so, and I think it's going to be a very big matchup, obviously, on Sunday night. Heading into the bye, it'd be great to be sitting there at 5-1. You don't want to have the taste of a loss sitting with you through the week off. So a big game, and obviously in prime time in Philadelphia, the weather is starting to turn a little bit. It's going to be a fun night for football.
It will be fun for football. It'll be fun for everyone who's watching on TV or at Lincoln Financial Field. A couple of injuries that we will keep you up to date on this week. DeMeco Ryans with that groin injury. No update today, of course. And then Chris Polk with a hamstring injury. So the Eagles are going to get as healthy as they possibly can. And, of course, Michael Kendricks, we don't know where he stands for Sunday night.
And Casey Matthews did play his best game of the season this week. That's good to see, especially with both DeMeco and Kendricks a little bit banged up.
And a really good Giants offense coming to town. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360 today. We're back tomorrow at 5 o'clock as the Eagles return to work here at the NovaCare Complex. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.